All-Star Cuts.
Yeah, yeah, this is Santa Claus here in the mall. You know, the Santa at the photo area downstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be coming in there in a little bit. And I'm going to get my beard cut off.
Huh?
I'm going to get my beard cut off. Like, you know, they're going to film it and stuff. Have you got any kids in there right now?
No, we ain't got the main kids in here right now.
Okay, I'm going to bring some kids with me.
Okay,
I'm going to do this.
Come to Anthony. My name's Anthony.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to be doing like a performance art type piece. I'm going to have you just shave off my beard, like cut it off and then shave my face. But it's like a fake Santa beard, but I'm going to scream. And,
oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm going to scream in pain.
Your beard, I'm like, oh, shucks.
Yeah, no, well, it's just a fake beard. But I'm going to act like it's a real one for all the kids that are coming with me. And I'm going to scream in pain.
Okay, my name's Anthony. Just come back to me. I'll be right here waiting on you.
And I've got one of those blood packets. I'm going to make it look like you cut me really bad and I'm bleeding.
Oh, wow. Come on, man. You're killing me. You're killing me.
Oh, it's cool. Like, you know, they got to learn someday how it works.
Okay. All right. I'm here waiting on you, though.
All right.
What time are you coming?
I think in about 15 minutes.
Okay, that's cool.
Some kids here. And hey, can you tell her to shut
the...
Tell that lady in the background to shut up. Tell her to shut up. Who's laughing like that?
Huh?
What's she laughing about?
Oh, that's my daughter playing.
Oh, tell her to shut up.
Man, you acting too crazy. All right, man, I'm here waiting on you. You coming, man.
Okay,
right.
I'm not going to pay.
All right.
Because I'm Santa, so you're not going to charge me.
I know, I'm not. Come on.
All right. I'll be there in a minute.
All right.
Bye, Anthony.
What the fuck is this?
REEFER. We be touching tones, calling phones. We rip from Craigslist. Systematic prank machine has never been better than this. Feeling fine, dial your line. You don't know what the facts is. Running strong for 20 years, cactus. This ain't a game, playing on these phones. Roy gets a little boner every time he hears the dial tone. Just like when I see there's a brand new upload. We eat, sleep, and listen to the Snowplow Show. My name is Sensei Doug, I happen to know Tai Chi. See you giving snake eyes and we're gonna have a disagreement. Call you morning, night or evening. If we hack your voicemail, we call it an achievement. If you laugh, try your best to conceal it. When the number's disconnected, we know it's a bereavement. Shit.
Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA. PLA.
Cactus.
Old man story mode.
Cactus. Hi, my name is Roy, I'm calling from the corporate office. Sorry that you're busy, but the problem we got is the server's gone wrong, your sales don't exist. We're gonna need to go out back.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Yes, find the breaker box. One by one we need them switches all flicked off. It's normal if the lights go out in and around the shop. Keep on flicking switches till the phone cuts off. Plunge into darkness, we are the master artists. The tools restarting, the funny part is they can hear us laughing, but still make sure they power down every switch in this bitch. Cause a mass confusion for every single department. PLA making every mark, open the fuse compartment.
Bro, you got some balls, mister.
Oh, no. No, I can't do that, sir. Sorry.
No, it's okay, I'm calling from the corporate office.
Snowplow Show.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 601 for December 17th, 2019. And this one is brought to you by David J., Serial Shitter, Unfortunate Byproduct, Mike Hunt, and Frank P. Thanks all of you for supporting the Snowplow Show on the Patreon. As you know, supporting PLA on the Patreon gets you an extra show every single week. There hasn't been one this week yet, but maybe there will be tomorrow, I bet. Or maybe the next day, who knows. So this week, I was on the Dom the Bomb show. That was yesterday on Monday the 16th. He did a 2.5-hour show with me and Dragon Mirror. It was kind of a Christmas-themed show, which is what I'm sort of planning on doing today. And some pretty crazy stuff happened. I don't even know if you can see the Dom the Bomb show online. He said he was going to put it on Patreon. He said he's been lazy about the Patreon lately. I am looking it up right now to see if it has been posted. God damn it, Dom the Bomb. He said he would post it today, and he didn't. He's full of shit. But if you want to listen to the Dom the Bomb show, go to patreon.com/superphonebrothers and send him a message and yell at him for not posting the show from yesterday. Because someone's got to post it. It's not going to be me. But we called up a bunch of malls, or no, we called up a couple of malls, and we had some fun. I recorded it. Let me see if I can find anything good here. Here's a clip where I called a girl, and I guess this is a mall that I had called last year, maybe, because she seemed to recognize the calls.
No, we do not.
Well, why are you sending people down to tell me that you're sending all the mothers? The mothers are coming up to me and saying that you told them that Santa's not real, and you're telling the kids Santa isn't real. They're all saying it's you, Abigail. Like, can you please just not do that? I'm just trying to do my job here.
It's happening. You're
dead. It's happening again, is what she said. Holy shit. I was just looking on some mall directory online and came up with that mall, so it's probably one that I called last year where I was impersonating Santa for several shows, and I guess that girl still worked there back then. Oops. And then a little bit later, we called a store and we tried to get a girl to run down to give her phone to Santa, but she said the store phone wouldn't reach, so she gave us her cell phone. And we called that, and she ran over to where Santa was, and we told her to just, you know, tackle the elves, just crash through the frontline security team of Santa, but it didn't work. And I'm going to play a little bit of that here, of us getting her to go over to Santa, and then of us getting cock-blocked by the head elf. Here's that.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for this. You can just give Santa your phone.
No
and leave.
Problem.
He won't take it. He's cool. He won't look through your photos.
Okay, what do you need me to do?
Oh, just put Santa on the phone. Even if he's with the kid, just say, here, Santa, it's the mall office.
Okay. Let me scooch on down here.
Thank you so much for this.
No problem. Should I tell one of the people first?
No, just breeze on by him. Show him your badge as you walk by. They won't say a word.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't have a badge.
Flash your badge at him. That's what I do. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm at the mall office, so I have a badge.
The mall office. If they want to talk to Santa. I work a lot.
Don't know what to say.
The mall office.
You work at Lock?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, is this the mall Santa?
No, this is Santa's head elf.
Okay,
is
there
anything
great.
I can help you with?
This is Carol from the mall office. Could I speak with Santa, please?
So, yeah, the head elf. Santa is so important that we couldn't get the phone to him. The head elf stopped her, even though we told her not to stop for the elves. Just run up to Santa. Don't be afraid, young lady. Just go to Santa. But she wouldn't do it. And we tried to call her back, but she just wouldn't answer her cell. We didn't even think to call the store back. We're so dumb. But it was a lot of fun. Everybody should go and listen to the Super Phone Brothers show with me and Dom the Bomb and Dragon Mirror. It's supposed to be on patreon.com/superphonebrothers, but as of right now, it's not on there. I hope it will be by the time I get this released, because he told me earlier today he would put it up. I'm kind of thinking that Dom the Bomb is full of shit. God damn it, Dom the Bomb. But other than that, I don't think I really have any announcements for today's show, other than that you should be in San Jose in April of 2020. I don't really feel like looking up the Facebook event page to give you the exact date. I think it might be like the weekend before 420, 2020. Be sure to go to that. I don't know if I'll be there or not. I'll try to be, but no guarantees, as usual. But you will see Dwight there, and Catastrophe, and Mad Hatter. I think Dragonmere. Does Dragonmere live over on the West Coast? I don't even know. I know he was there last year. You know, there will be a lot of people there in 2020, and you should plan to go there too. Hopefully I can make it. I'll do my best. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. I was on Devin's show last week on Wednesday. Speaking of shows,
I've been on. I wasn't on there a lot, but she pulled me in for a couple of calls, and she posted this one on her Patreon. And you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to play part of it. What's she going to do?
My name is Danielle, and I am a Stitch Fix current no longer member. I want to know your first name, please, again, and your what location you work with.
Well, you know, for not being a member, you're asking a lot of fucking questions. What's your last name?
I am a member, sir.
No, you said you're an ex-member.
Well, so I'm about to cancel my full membership with you guys.
Well, you can stop being demanding. Like, if you're going to do it anyway, I don't know, what are you trying to get out of this? Are you trying to scam us out of something free, or I don't understand what you're doing. You're just, I came on the line, you're just yelling at me.
Well, yeah, because she just got a phone call. No, I'm
pissed off. Yeah, listen to Danielle, bitch. Just stop. Go ahead, Danielle.
So this whole conversation has been recorded. I have nothing else to go ahead and continue discussing.
Yeah. That's it. I just played my part. There's a whole other thing, though, with Devin messing with that same girl and then transferring her to me. You can listen to that by going to patreon.com/DevinAnusTart. I'll put a link in the show notes. You don't have to be a Patreon member for it. You just go there and you can listen. So, yeah, I think that's all of the announcements for today. Let's get started with the show after this quick message from an important sponsor.
Ho, ho, ho! Santa here. Call 1-900-660-6666, and I'll tell you a different Christmas story every day. But before you call, listen to old Santa. Your parents have to pay for these calls, so get their permission first. Then, when you call me, I'll tell you how to get a whoopee from my Christmas collection, and part of your $1.85 two-minute call goes to Special Olympics. So call me at 1-900-660-6666. Merry Christmas!
So, I haven't really done any mall Santa calls this year, other than the ones I did with Dom the Bomb and Dragomir yesterday. So that's what I'm going to do today. I've got a few mall directories that people have sent me. This one is from Nomad Cow. Thanks, Nomad Cow. This is a fairly large mall, and the directory kind of sucks because I can't just click on things. I got to look at the number on the map. He tells me where Santa is, at least. So that's nice. But I have to look at the stores, what their store number is, and type that in here, and there's one that may be right next to where Santa is. That does not have a phone number. God damn it. So let's try the one right next to that one. It's a Mastercuts. And he tells me approximately where Santa is. I don't know if he's right in front of this place or if he's around the corner from it.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
And this mall puts periods in their phone numbers, so of course my software is going to freak out and think it's not a real number for some reason. Can't handle those periods.
Mastercut.
Hey, this is Santa in the mall. You know, I'm playing the Santa here.
Uh-huh.
And your customers keep coming over and telling me that you're talking shit about me because I have a beard and I should get it cut.
You're kind of a joke.
No, I'm not kidding around. Like, they're saying that you're saying that you'll give me a cut for free. Like, cut off, like, trim up my beard because I look like shit. And I don't appreciate it.
We didn't say that.
Well, no,
you don't really.
No, I know you did. Like, you don't have to deny it. Just, can you just apologize at least? Or maybe just stop doing it? Okay, we're off to a great start. Thinks I'm full of crap.
Mastercut.
Hey, can you see Santa from where you're at, or is it kind of around the corner?
No, I can't. I ain't finna do all that. What's up? What you want? What you need?
Oh, no, is Santa more in front of 21 Forever, or is he more in front of Macy's?
You can call tomorrow. You call Mastercuts and ask, and that's what Santa Claus said. You need to call Ma, we don't know what Santa Claus
is. Settle down, ma'am. You know where he is. You work there.
No, I don't. I don't know where he is.
Can you see him from where you
are
right now?
No, I can't. I don't know where he is.
Why are you being like this? Just tell me.
I don't know where he is. Do you want to make an appointment for a haircut or anything?
No, I just...
Okay, well, have a great day.
Ma'am, come on. I was hoping she'd be cool about it. So this next one, no phone number again. It's one of those prom places, you know, dresses and suits and stuff. Whatever. Here's a women's specialty retailer.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Chico's. This is Rita. How can I help you?
Hey, Rita. This is Santa here in the mall.
Yeah?
You know, I'm out here, taking the pictures with the kids and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering how we're doing on that Henderson file.
I am not familiar with it.
This is Rita, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the deadline, it's fast approaching. We really need to get this locked down. It's a million.
I think you have. This is Rita in Chico's.
I know that it's $1 million account, Rita. We don't want to let this slip through our fingers. Maybe we should meet for lunch on Wednesday to discuss and see where things are. We can meet over at the Carlito's Caboo Cactus Room for cactus margaritas. And
you know what? I've got a I have a customer. Can I put you on hold just a moment?
No, ma'am, Rita. We need to brainstorm the details on this Henderson file.
I know nothing about a Henderson file. I'm sorry.
Okay, Rita, can I please talk to the customer? The mall said I should call up stores and talk to customers and just spread holiday cheer. Like, can you ask the customer, you want to talk to Santa?
Just a moment.
No, just, okay. Fine. All right, she put me on hold for a while and then just hung up on me. I'm kind of getting far away from Macy's now, so let me go on the other side of the mall, and it looks like there's a brow art place. Because of my calls last year, I know what eyebrow weaving is. I remember last year I was saying I was Santa, I wanted to get my eyebrows weaved. The show is so educational.
Brow Art 23.
Hey, this is Santa Claus out here, you know, taking the pictures. Sitting on
the... I take a picture.
No, I'm Santa Claus. I'm the Santa in the mall, you know?
Okay.
All the boys and girls are coming and sitting on my lap, and I'm taking photos.
Uh-huh.
And they're telling me what they want for Christmas. Do you see me out here?
Not really.
You can't see me? Like, if you go to the door, can you see me? I'm waving.
No.
What?
I don't see.
Oh, okay. Huh? Yeah, I was wondering, can you just kind of keep it down in there? You're being really loud.
Okay.
You're being so loud.
Okay.
I can't believe how unbelievably loud you are.
Okay.
Can you just stop being so loud? Okay. Whoa, what's this? Crazy shit happening on the phone line. I don't think she understood a word I said to her. So I think I'm far enough away now from Santa Claus that it doesn't really matter where I call. I'm going to stop calling these in order because it's such a pain to look them up. I'm just going to call them in alphabetical order from now on. I pretty much completely failed at calling anybody around Santa Claus unless the Nomad Cow guy was just wrong about where Santa is, which I guess is possible. Hopefully I won't accidentally call one of these back that I already talked to. I think I remember everything I called.
Hey, Carol. This is Darcy. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Gary from the mall office here at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you know where Santa is? You know where Santa's got his throne set up?
Where Santa?
Yeah, you know where Santa is, right? Over by the, I think by the Macy's?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a list of everyone who's come over so far to pay their respects. And nobody from your store, like not a single employee, has come over to just kind of pay their respects to Santa.
Okay.
You can do that either.
Yeah, I can let the manager know. We've been really, really busy all day, so that's probably why nobody has had the time to come over.
Yeah, too busy to come and pay your respects to Santa?
Give me 1 second. Let me speak to my manager 1 second.
Okay, sure.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm great, and you?
I'm pretty good.
Is this a prank?
What? No, it's not a prank. I'm calling from the mall office. Why are you asking if it's a prank?
I'm just making sure, you know, people call her pranking all the time, so I'm trying to make sure it's not a prank.
Really? I wasn't aware of this. Like, like your store specifically gets a lot of pranks?
Yes.
Huh.
But you were saying that we didn't... What was the problem, sir?
Oh, like Santa says you haven't been down to, you know, to where his throne is to pay your respects yet. Like nobody from your store has come down. Because he writes down on a list, like, who does that and who doesn't.
Oh, we didn't know we had to do that.
Oh, yeah. Just go down, pay your respects. Either you can do compliments if you want or whatever along those lines or, you know, gifts are fine, too. Like if you have any overstock or whatever, you can bring down some gifts.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I will let the my other managers know that.
Well, I mean, are they there right now?
No, not at all.
Well, you're really, can you just like send somebody down tonight to go pay your respects to Santa?
I can't. Yeah, no.
Why not? Why?
I'm actually low staff right now. What's your name?
You didn't sound like you're that busy. You're just sitting there like talking on the phone. My name's Gary. I'm with the
mall.
Okay,
what's your name?
This is Gary with the mall office.
Gary at the mall office?
Correct.
Okay. What's your last name, Gary?
Stevenson. So you're not going to be able to send anyone out tonight to pay their respects to Santa?
No, sir.
All right.
Nope.
Seems like kind of a shitty attitude.
All right,
it is Santa, you know.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You have a good one. What does she mean she gets pranked all the time? That's weird. Is that really a thing? People prank in malls all the time? Or is this just, oh man, this might be a mall I got a hold of last year. I hope it's not.
Thanks, calling Altered State. This is Pete. I'm going to inspire you today.
Hi there. This is Gary from the mall office.
Hey.
Hey, did you guys get our memo about the phone calls? People calling up and pretending to be Santa Claus?
Let me check with my other manager. Let me check.
Okay.
Okay. I do not know about it. My other manager did not know about it. My store manager is not here. He may know about it.
Okay. Yeah, it's just we've had some prank calls around the mall, and other stores have reported that someone's calling everyone and saying that they're the Santa Claus and saying offensive things.
They're, like, saying things?
Yeah, saying offensive things, like, as Santa Claus, you know, pretending to be him. I don't know,
gotcha.
Sick people,
okay.
You know.
Yeah.
You didn't get
I
our,
have not
you didn't,
got a call today.
Oh, that's good. And you didn't get our memo, though? We sent out a memo to all the stores. Just to let
my manager probably did. I just got here. So,
oh, man.
He probably has it. That's why I checked with my other manager.
Well, he's a bad manager if he didn't tell you guys about it.
Yeah. Well, I will ask and check to see if he got it, because I have not heard anything.
Oh, is he there right now?
He is not.
Okay. All right. Well, I just thought I'd check. Oh, also, Santa was in here just a minute ago, and he told me that, I don't know if it was you or another employee there, but he said you have a really sweet ass.
Who is this?
This is Gary from the mall office. It's not me saying that. I think that's kind of offensive, personally. It's just, it's Santa, you know, the guy that's playing Santa.
Oh, okay. I don't really know what to say to that.
Yeah, I mean, he may have been referring to someone else. I don't know for sure. He was just like, yeah,
okay.
I was in that store, a man, girl there, behind the counter, she's got a sweet ass. I'm like, Santa,
yikes.
Come on. I know. That's what I said.
It's not her wedding. Come on.
My exact words, actually.
Okay. Well, I will speak to my manager when he comes in.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome. Bye.
Okay. So there likely wasn't a memo that went out. That's good to know.
Thank you for calling into it. Can you please hold just for a minute?
No, this is Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, here in the mall, the Santa?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to be coming in your store here in a minute.
Okay.
We're going to be doing a thing. You know, just kind of like a presentation. You know, an acting type thing.
Okay. We don't really have a lot of customers in here right now. I was like, I don't know if you guys want to go somewhere else or...
Oh, no, it's fine. We'll do it in there. We'll just do it as a practice because we're going to go into Bed Bath & Body a little bit after this and do the same thing.
Okay.
I'm going to get into a fight, though, inside your store. But it's all pretend. It's all just an act, okay? Hello? Oh, what? I had this problem on Dom's show. Nobody wanted to listen to my story about my fight.
Thanks for calling Barnes & Noble. This is Marty. Can I help you?
Hey, Marty. This is Santa downstairs, you know?
Yeah.
Doing the photos with the kids.
Yeah?
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, I'm going to be, we're going to be wheeling my throne up into your store here in a minute. And I'm just going to take my photos inside your store for the rest of the night.
Really?
Yeah. Is there enough room up there?
I could make room. Why?
Oh, we just don't, I don't know. It's like cramped down here. I'm feeling claustrophobic in front of Macy's.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm serious. It's just like, you know, change the scenery and all that. There's this lady at Master Cuts has given me crap, you know, and I don't know, just several reasons, but we're going to be coming up there. We're going to set up all the photography equipment and everything.
I don't think so, no. I don't have room for that.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm Santa Claus. You know, I'm the mall Santa.
That's fine, but yeah, as a store, we're not allowed to have pictures being taken in here.
Well, no, it's going to be like of my throne, and you know, we'll have the whole background and everything.
No,
they won't even see your store.
I don't have anywhere for that. I don't have space for it.
Yeah, we'll make space. I'll help you move everything.
I don't have space.
No, we'll help you.
Don't have space.
Me and the elves and the photographer will help. We'll move everything.
Don't have space.
You're going to sell more books this way because I'll be in your store.
Well, I'm sure.
Like, you've got the pole of Santa being in your
store. I don't have anywhere to put you.
No, we were up there earlier, and we like, it would be so easy. There's plenty of room. You just got to scoot some shelves together. That's all.
No, we're good. Thank you.
Well, no, I'm coming up there like in about 10 minutes. We're going to set up.
Well, I'm telling you right now, if you come up here in 10 minutes, I cannot have you set up in the store.
No, we have to. And do you have, like, as far as electrical outlets go, do you have any 220-volt outlets?
Nope, don't have anything like that in the store.
Okay, well, we'll just hook up a couple of 110s and tie them together from, you know, opposite ends of the store.
No, not going to happen.
No, I think it'll work. You know, we just got to make the connections right. So we got the dual phase, you know, all working together.
Okay, have a good night.
Ma'am.
Bye.
Ma'am, I'm Santa, what the hell? Denying Santa? I don't think Bath and Body Works would be like that. Let's find out.
Bath and Body Works. This is Corey speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Corey. This is the Santa here in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
You guys use walkie-talkies in your store, right?
We do.
Okay, yeah. The mall office wanted me to call up and just ask you to just announce something over the walkie-talkies real quick.
Okay.
Do you have one with you right now?
Let me grab it.
All right.
Okay, I have it.
Okay, it's, you just say 2XL return to base.
2XL return to base.
And then, I'm sorry, 2XL 529 return to base. That was it.
2XL 529 return to base.
And then also 2XL 529 freeze all motor functions. 2XL 529 freeze all motor functions.
Say it one more time.
2XL 529 freeze all motor functions.
Let me write it down real quick. Sorry, I'm trying to do a ton of different things right now. Okay, say it one more time.
Okay, 2XL 529.
2XL 529.
Freeze all motor functions. Like it's a robot,
freeze,
you know?
Motor functions.
Yeah, freeze all motor functions.
Okay.
Just over the walkie-talkie real quick.
Yep, I just did.
Oh, can you do it one more time? I didn't hear the command come through on our radio.
Okay. What is it? 2XL 593?
Yeah, and then freeze all motor functions.
2XL 593, freeze all motor functions.
Okay, and have you seen one of my elves in there?
I have not.
Okay, he's wearing green. He's not the head elf. He's just, you know, one of the minion types.
I don't see him on any of our cameras.
Okay, he would be frozen right now. He's actually a robot. He looks human, but he's a robot. And hopefully if walkie-talkie was in range, he would have just stopped right now and, you know, frozen. You know, he'll just kind of stop in his tracks, but it might look a little weird because there's what looks like a human standing there, just frozen. But he's fine. He's actually a robot.
All right, let me go out on the floor. I'm in the back, actually, right now,
okay.
Doing paperwork.
All right.
I'll go check real quick.
All right, yep. I'm sorry I didn't have time to come up and get him. He's malfunctioning. You know, we got like a lot of photos to take right now. I've got one on my lap right now. Hello? Did I get put on hold? Who put Santa on hold? Oh, no. Was he listening to me, or did he just come to his senses after he put me on hold? I just happened to remember that Bath & Body Works has walkie-talkies for some reason inside their stores, even though they're not that big. It's kind of weird. But wasn't I doing that on some previous show? Get them to say wacky things, or didn't I get them to ask who Jason Segel is, maybe? I don't remember. Maybe another employee ran up to him to find out what was wrong, because he was saying all that crazy shit on the radio. And I wonder if anyone responded to him, like if he has an earpiece, we wouldn't have heard it. That would have been cool to hear what they said in response to 2XL, freeze all motor functions.
Good evening, Brian Collectibles. This is Sandy. May I help you?
Hey, Sandy. This is the Santa here in the mall.
Yes, sir.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, I'm contractually obligated to say that. Did they tell you?
Okay.
I'm going to be coming up into your store here in just a minute.
No, they did not.
We're going to be doing kind of like a passion play type thing, like an act.
Okay.
I'm going to be just in there just picking something up at your register, and Jesus Christ is going to come in, you know, dressed up in full costume, and we're going to get in a fight.
Hold on.
Okay.
This is Lynn. How may I help you?
Hey, Lynn. Did she tell you about the play we're doing inside your store?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna be coming up there in just a minute, and I'm gonna be just kind of like in line buying something, and Jesus Christ is gonna come in the store, and it's gonna be a pretend fight. We're just gonna get in a scuffle.
Well, not in this store.
Oh
no.
Yeah, no, definitely. She told you I'm the mall Santa,
no.
Right? I'm the one down there taking photos with kids.
No.
No, I am too. What are you talking about?
Well, we're not going to do that. Not
oh,
here.
Oh, no. We've already arranged it with the mall and everything. They said it was fine.
Nope.
We're gonna
not
have,
here. Not with my... No. No.
We're going to have kids come up with this. It's going to be good for your store. You're going to get a lot of business.
No.
But I'm gonna.
But thank you.
I'm going to get into a fist fight with Jesus Christ.
Goodbye.
I need to tell him I'm going to save Christmas by kicking Jesus' ass. That's what I got to do. Whoa, this place has a CBD thing. CBD American Shaman. That's cool. I didn't know malls had CBD places in them. I don't really go to a lot of malls these days. That's just weird. They're calling it American Shaman Oil. Anyway, there's no number for that one. That sucks. I'd love to talk to a shaman.
What the is that?
Hey, Andrew. This is Santa here in the mall. You know, downstairs.
What's going on? Yeah.
Nothing much. Just taking photos and stuff. Do you do the custom hats there? Like, can you write anything on a hat?
Yeah. What do you have in mind?
Can I bring my, like, my Santa hat in? Can you write something on it?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if I know how to do that, but my boss tomorrow knows how to do that for sure.
Oh, I can't do it right now. I guess I can wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My boss is in from 10 to 6. If you want to come up here, I'm sure he can do it for you. I've never done a Santa hat, and I'd hate to screw it up.
Okay, yeah. I just want to I want to write, like, Make America Great Again on it.
Okay.
Just so I can, like,
oh,
you know.
Well, I can tell you, unfortunately, I can't write Magma or Make America Great.
Oh, why
that
not?
That was actually trademarked by Trump.
Oh
they
no!
Do anything that's
it's cool because I'm promoting Trump. You know, I want to just put it on there to start the conversation. You know, kids will ask me what that means.
Uh huh.
Like right now, I've got a Trump doll. Yeah.
I definitely can't do that for you because it's trademarked. That's a copyright.
Well, can we do like a parody type thing? Like, or can we misspell great?
I don't know. I'm really not allowed to do that. You'd have to get it from Trump's website. How you even get a...
But he doesn't have Santa hats. We could do great, like G-R-A-T-E.
I don't think so, man. I'm sorry. You can ask tomorrow and ask my boss.
It's fucking bullshit.
Sorry, man.
I just want to make America Great Again Santa hat. It's bullshit.
try to find one online.
I just want to, like, you know, preach to the kids. Oh, that's just great. Like, you're telling people in the mall to go online? Is that what you tell your customers? It's like, oh, go online. The mall doesn't have it. Online's better. You're going to put us all out of a job, you idiot.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. Best of luck in being Santa Claus.
It's okay, honey. I'm sorry I yelled at you. I had no idea that that was a copyrighted thing. Can't copyright that. What the hell? Here's a place that's a Cardinals accessories place. You know, the St. Louis Cardinals. The only Cardinals there are. If there's, like, other Cardinals in other states, they're not real Cardinals. St. Louis is the only Cardinals. They're the best Cardinals ever. No other team can call themselves
Cardinals the Clubhouse. This is James.
Hey, James. This is Santa here in the mall downstairs.
Yes.
And do you do custom hats there?
What do you mean by custom hat? 3086.
You know, can you just write anything on a hat?
Lids is better at doing that.
Yeah, I'm not allowed at Lids anymore.
Signatures. You're not allowed at Lids anymore?
No, ever since the
what
incident.
What happened, Santa?
I'm not allowed to talk about it publicly.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I were to see you outside of the mall, I could tell you, but they said I'm not allowed to talk about it publicly.
Okay.
But you can do, like, cursive writing?
I could do stuff on the side of hats. I don't really have the time at this time to actually do anything on the front of a hat.
Fuck. Not even for Santa?
I mean, we do have a big line right now, and we're, you know, filling up baskets for Santa for all the good boys and girls.
Yeah, okay. Can you, like, so you only do cursive writing? Because I want to write something on my Santa hat.
Oh, okay. You want to embroider something on your hat?
Yeah.
Our store manager has a policy where we just cannot do anything that is an outside of the store thing because we don't want to be liable in the event that something becomes damaged.
Well, no, it's a positive thing. Oh, you mean like if I have to buy a hat from there, do you sell Santa hats?
No, we do not sell Santa hats.
Okay, well, I can do a baseball cap as long as it's red. I just wanted to write Make America Great Again on it.
I'm pretty sure I couldn't do that right now.
Okay, well, about tomorrow, like tomorrow morning? I'll be here all day tomorrow.
You can call the store and talk to our store manager about that tomorrow.
Okay.
But I've got some customers that I need to help.
Can I
at the moment?
If it's something like shorter, like if I wrote "fuck bitches get money," can I do that tonight? Nope. I guess that's a no. Fucking Cardinals. You know what? Fuck the Cardinals. Who cares about the Cardinals? Cardinals are shitty. Nobody likes the Cardinals. Here's Chico's women's clothing. Apparently, never heard of them. I mean, I've probably called them before, but I don't remember.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Chico's. This is Rita. How can I help you?
Hey, you know your socks in there?
Yes.
This is Santa here in the mall, you know, over by Macy's.
Okay.
I'm the one doing the photos and everything. I was in there earlier, and I filled up the socks with candy, and my manager, a.k.a. the head elf, he's telling me I have to tell you about this. Because I can't just go around doing that.
I wasn't here, but we don't have any candy in there right now.
Oh, no, I just around the store. Just around the store, I put candy inside of socks.
Seriously?
Yeah, I was filling all the stockings with care, you know, like in the famous poem about me.
Okay.
But it was like sticky candy, like it's not wrapped or anything, and he's saying that's not cool because that can mess up the socks. And I don't know if anyone's bought them yet, but I put a lot of candy in a lot of socks, and I thought I was doing, you know, like a cool, fun promotional thing. And Jerry doesn't think so.
Okay.
So I'm sorry. Do you see it in there yet? Did you look around?
I see the socks, but no, I don't see any candy in them.
Oh, man. I wonder if someone bought them already. So they got free candy, basically. They're going to be happy.
You think?
I think there's a good chance. Because it wasn't
well,
all. It wasn't.
Good-
what? I'm sorry, what was that?
Nothing.
No, you're saying something. Go ahead. Don't be shy.
No, it's fine.
I interrupted. I'm sorry.
I have to go.
Where are you going?
Office phone, and this is not Santa from the mall either.
Yes, it is. Why are you saying it's not?
Because your person sitting out there isn't on the phone.
You can see Santa from where you are?
Absolutely.
No, look, I'm on my Bluetooth. I'm talking behind my beard.
Okay, well, you, then you need to kind of stay out of the stores then, if that's what you've been doing.
Okay, well, no, I have every right to be in the stores. It's a public place.
Okay, I'm done. Goodbye.
All right, bye. Okay, I just realized that might be a place that I actually called earlier. But maybe I didn't. Maybe that was the one that was busy, because I know one of these was busy, and she says she sees me out there. So I've got another whole group of stores here that might be able to see Santa, but I'm not really sure. Or maybe just a couple stores, now that I know where Santa is. But this one doesn't have a phone number, and this one is apparently empty. There's no store in there. God damn it. So, yeah, never mind. I guess this is nothing new. I don't know. Maybe this one here. No, there's nothing in there either. What the heck? I thought this was a gigantic busy mall. I'll just continue with what I was doing. I'm going to do that again, though. Somebody on the Dom show, the Super Phone Brothers show yesterday, told me to do that, I think. And I never got around to doing it. So thanks, whoever that was on the live show. I should have told her that me and Santa were twins. We work in shifts, you know? It's my time off right now. He's out there taking the photos.
Christopher Bank. This is Cheryl. How
are you? Hey, Cheryl. It's Santa Claus from here in the mall.
Okay. What can I help you with then?
Ho, ho, ho. They make me say that. I'm sorry. I know that's annoying.
That's okay. What can I help you with?
You said this is Cheryl, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. I was calling about the Henderson file. Like, how are we doing?
The Henderson.
Yeah, the Henderson file. How are we doing on that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you do. Like, we worked this out. You're supposed to have the Henderson file. You're supposed to be preparing it. Like, the deadline, it's fast approaching. We need to get this locked down.
Okay. Do you know anything about the Henderson file? I'm sorry. I don't have any idea what you're talking about. But if you want to come down here, I'll be more than happy to help you.
No, I'm busy. I'm taking photos with kids right now. They're signing one up right now. I've got to, I got to be sitting here. It's Christmas. Can you tell that person?
Well, who did you talk with? Do you know?
You, Cheryl. Can you tell the person?
You couldn't.
What?
I wasn't here today. I just came in.
No, this wasn't even today. This is a while ago. Can you tell that person though? Can you tell them it's $1 million account? We don't want to let it slip through our fingers.
Well, I have customers here, but if you want to come in the store, I'll be more than happy to help you.
Okay, the mall office wants me to talk to customers. Like, can you put one of the customers on?
No, I will not do that.
No, they wanted me
thank
to.
You very
they
much
just
for
wanted
calling.
Me to call around and spread
Bye-bye.
Cheer, Christmas cheer. So earlier today, whoever made that cake message about the Henderson file, you guys remember that, right? That showed up as a memory on my Facebook, and that's been stuck in my head. So I looked it up. It's in my notebook here. I did a search for Henderson file, and there it is. There's a bunch of cake writing ideas, like this cake was decorated by a douche canoe, and happy birthday, you're adopted. So that's why I keep doing that. I need to cut that out. It's stupid.
Claire's.
Hey, Claire's?
Yes.
This is Santa here in the mall?
Yes.
You know, downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, We're going to be coming up there in a minute with all our camera equipment. We're going to be taking one of my photos with one of the kids inside Claire's.
Okay.
You got to flip it, yeah, towards the end.
Hold on, one second.
All right.
Hello?
Hi there. It's Santa here down here in the mall downstairs.
Oh, can you in-
your pen for me, please?
Ho, ho, ho.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, she didn't tell you. Yeah, we're going to be coming up there in just a minute with all of our camera equipment, and one of the kids, she wants to get her photo taken inside Claire's.
Okay.
So we're going to...
That's okay.
It's going to be a massive amount of camera equipment. We need to... you know, plug in some things into the outlets, and we're going to set up lights and everything so I can take this photo with this little girl.
We might not have room for all of that. We are kind of busy right now.
Yeah, we might end up knocking some stuff over, excuse me. You know, because there's going to be a lot of us. There's a whole camera crew and the elves and stuff. We're just going to take a quick photo. It won't take that long.
Okay, well, as long as it's, you know, like... doesn't get in the way, I'm fine with that.
Okay, it's just that this little girl, she loves Claire's and everything.
Sure,
and she loves
Santa, of course.
And she's sad that Claire's is going to be closing and going out of business forever. So she just wanted
going out of business.
Well, that's what she said. She's
oh,
like,
no, well, we're not going out of business.
Well, why would she make that up? She's 6 years old. I don't know why she would just make that up.
I'm not sure. I don't know, but well, hey, I do have another customer coming up, so. Was there anything else?
So Claire's is definitely not going out of business?
Nope.
That's weird. Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell her then. I mean, we're still going to come up and take the photo, but she might ask you about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're not closing.
Oh, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear it.
All right.
You made it another year.
Okay, well, hey, I do gotta go, okay?
Yeah, yeah, I hope you make it another year. You know, I hope...
All right,
I hope you make it, like, I hope you're still here next year. Oh, man, that's great. I remember pissing off some other Claire's employee with the same thing about Claire's going out of business, and she took it really personally.
Hello, thank you for calling Claire's.
Oh, hey, this is Santa again. I had one more quick question, if that's okay.
Okay, what's up?
So whenever we take photos, you know how people say, you know, to the kids, say cheese. You know?
Yeah.
My head elf, instead of saying that, he makes them say, fuck bitches, get money.
Okay, yeah, you can't do that here. I've got to go. Like I said, we're really busy. You have a good one. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, man, I had a hard time getting that out, if you didn't notice. Let's see. Claire's emerges from Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This is an article from October of 2018. I remember a bunch of them closing down back in the retail apocalypse of 2017 or 2008. When was that again? I don't even remember. I know a lot of shit's still closing down, though. Oh, here we go. Part of the company's restructuring involved eliminating stores. At the time of its bankruptcy filing, Claire's had 7,500 locations in 45 countries. But as of August 4th, Claire's had cut the number to 2,471 stores in 17 countries, and they franchised 687 of their stores, primarily in the Middle East. Wow, they have Claire's in the Middle East. That's so weird. So, see? I'm not crazy. Claire's days are numbered.
Clark's, this is John. How can I help?
Hey, John. This is Santa from here in the mall.
Yes.
You know, downstairs. Hey, I'm going to be coming up there in just a few minutes.
Okay.
We're going to be doing kind of a play type thing in your store. You know, just like maybe like a prank video in a way. I'm going to be in there just, like, shoe shopping, you know, trying to get some new boots. Do you even sell boots there?
Sure, we do, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Are you going through the mall office, or how are you guys handling
it? Oh, yeah, the mall said we could do it, and they said it's fine. They said don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, I mean, you guys can do whatever you want to do.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm not asking permission. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm going to be in there, like, shoe shopping.
All right, well, make sure you have mall security or somebody else with you. Cause
why?
I can't maintain a lot going on in this store because I'm by myself.
Oh, you don't have to do anything. Like, we'll take care of everything. But you haven't even let me tell you yet. Like, I'm going to be in there, and there's going to be a guy coming in soon after, and he's going to be dressed.
Sorry, I got a whole bunch of guests up here I'm trying to take care of. Like I explained to you, I'm by myself this evening.
Sir. He's going to be dressed as Jesus Christ, and we're going to get in a fight. That guy is not having a good holiday, I can tell. But come on, how busy is a men's shoe store? He couldn't have had that much to do, right?
Happy holidays. Thanks for calling Coach. This is Jessica. How may I help you?
Hey, Jessica. This is Santa here in the mall.
Hi.
Ho, ho, ho. They make me Hi, say that. Santa. Hey. So I'm going to be coming in your store in just a little bit.
Okay.
And we're going to be putting on kind of a show for all the people that are in there.
Oh, there may not be a lot of people.
Oh, no, it's fine. We'll I'll put on a show for you then.
Okay.
What have I done with my life?
Okay, bye.
Yeah, never mind. I don't want to do it if it's just her there. That's boring. I'm going to call Build-A-Bear. There'll be people there. It's a perfect place for a...
Thank you for calling Build-A-Bear Workshop.
Jesus Christ, Santa showdown.
Thank you for calling Build-A-Bear Center. This is Alicia. How may I help you?
Hey, Alicia. This is Santa Claus here in the mall.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I am good. How are you?
Pretty good. Ho, ho, ho.
Are you really Santa Claus?
Oh, no, I am. I'm contractually obligated to say that, but I'm just yeah. not into it, you know? They make me say it, and I'm saying it, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to be coming into your store in just a little bit.
Okay.
We're going to be putting on kind of a show inside there.
Okay.
Me and this other guy, there's going to be cameras and everything, like secret cameras. But I'm just going to be in there, like, shopping for a bear, and this other guy is going to come in, like, dressed as Jesus Christ.
Well, we can't be, our workers can't be recorded.
Oh, no, they won't be recorded. They're going to have the cameras right on me.
Okay, yeah, because we can't be in it at all.
Yeah, we got some outside third-party people to film the reactions of the employees, so technically it's not us for doing that part. They're probably already in there pretending to be customers.
Yeah, because we can't.
Okay, yeah, it's cool.
We can't be on film.
We covered our bases. Yeah, me and Jesus, he's going to come in and we're going to have like a showdown, like a fight.
Okay.
We're going to be throwing things, but you know, it's not real. Like we know each other. We're friends.
Okay.
And, I'm going to basically be, the winner.
Okay.
And it'll be like, I'm going to save Christmas, you know, by killing Jesus Christ.
Okay.
So, yep, we're going to do that in about 10 minutes.
All right.
So I'll just come in there and do my thing, and you can ask if you can help me or whatever you want to do. I don't care. But
all right.
Jesus Christ is going to come in, and shit's going to get real.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your permission.
Yeah.
To film you and everyone else in there. Thank you. We'll be right down.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Yeah, she wasn't believing anything. Whatever.
Buckle up. This is Matt.
Hey, Matt. This is Santa Claus here in the mall.
Okay.
You know, I'm just down the hall from you.
Sure.
I need kind of an emergency belt.
Okay.
I'm a size 40.
A size 40, and let me guess, a black belt?
Yes, please. It doesn't
okay,
matter.
Give me one second.
Okay.
Let me just make sure we have one. Hold on.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I got a size 40 for you.
Okay. Great. So I'm going to be coming in there in just a little bit, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm playing Lemmings. I started playing Lemmings when you... can you come down here and put the belt on me?
I can send someone down there right now. I myself can't leave.
Okay. It's just that I had a little, like, my button on my pants just kind of snapped, and my pants are, like, undone, and I've got all these kids coming in, and it's kind of awkward. Can someone come down and just kind of put the belt on me while I just sit here?
Sure. I'll send someone down there right now.
Okay.
Not a problem. Send someone down there.
Can they be discreet, though?
I will try. I will tell them to be as discreet as possible.
Okay. Like, maybe they can you know, like sit on my lap while I, and just kind of put it, close. This is so embarrassing. I'm sorry. I just don't want the kids to see. Sir? Did you hang up, sir? I don't know if he hung up. I don't hear anything. I should have stopped talking, though. I think he was going to send someone up to give me a belt. I need a belt. This is an emergency. Sir, are you listening? You know you're muted, right? Are you laughing about my weight problem? All right, I'm just going to hang up. Holy shit, though. I think he was actually going to send someone down with a belt. And then he just disappeared. I think I ruined it. That would have been amazing if someone showed up there with a belt to give to Santa. Oh, man, I wonder if this place has a Christian bookstore. Because that's what I was looking for on Dom's show. And none of the malls had one. And we found out that whatever Christian bookstore is in a lot of malls, they are also going out of business. Like a big chain of Christian bookstores, another one. Not the Family Christian store, but a new one, are going out of business. But I'm looking through here, and I don't see one at this mall. I really wanted to ask them to bring me a nativity set so I could save Christmas by stomping on it or something, because that would do the trick. I wonder if other, like, is there, okay, let me see. What malls, what places are in here? There's a JCPenney, there's a Macy's. I don't think any of these places would have a nativity set, and I don't see any Christmas stores. Whatever. I should call up Walmart's. I assume they sell nativity sets. Say I'm going to come in there dressed as Santa and just start smashing them up.
Hey, your attorney, how may I help you?
Hey, this is Santa here in the mall.
Hi.
Hey there. Ho, ho, ho. I noticed you, like, nobody from your stores come in and paid their respects yet.
No, we haven't.
Okay, are you going to be able to do that tonight?
No, I'm the only one here.
Oh, you can close for a minute. The mall said it's fine.
Yeah, right. I'm not getting a message from my GM.
Well, no, this is higher than your GM. This is the mall office.
I doubt that. You're calling from a wireless phone.
Yeah, because I'm Santa. I'm sitting here on my cell phone.
You don't sound like Santa.
Oh, here.
It's because I wasn't doing the voice. You know, I got to kind of, ho, ho, ho. I'm not in character, okay? But,
okay.
No, seriously, you need to come and pay your respects to Santa.
Have a good night, sir.
All right, bye, honey.
I guess I actually need to use that Santa voice so they believe me, because that's totally a believable Santa voice.
Thanks for calling Earthbound. This is Megan. How can I help you?
Hey, Megan, this is Santa Claus here in the mall.
Hello, Santa.
Hello. Hey, I'm going to be coming in there in a little bit. Did the mall office tell you about what we're going to do?
They did not.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to be in there, you know, just casual shopping. And,
okay.
I'm going to get into a fight with this guy that comes in. He's going to be dressed up like Jesus Christ. And we're going to
And this is mall approved?
For the most part, we didn't tell them about the fight part, but I'm sure they'll be fine with it. It's going to be like a theme of me saving Christmas. And, you know, it's all pretend, you know, like I know this guy that dressed up like Jesus, but we're just going to get into a fight. We're going to throw things at each other and roll around on the floor.
If this is legit, can you please have the mall office call my store?
No, ma'am. Ma'am, don't hang
yes.
up. Okay, no, I can't do that, because, you know, I'm not your goddamn secretary. Well, there I go. I made her hang up. Good job, Santa.
Hi, Everything But Water. Rebecca calling. I'm sorry, answering. How can I help you today?
Hi, Rebecca. This is Santa Claus here in the mall downstairs.
Yes.
Hey.
This is Santa Claus downstairs.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
The one taking photos and all that. Hey, I'm going to come upstairs. I'm going to come into your store. We're going to do our photos in there for the rest of the night. It's like...
What?
It's cold. It's cold out here. We're just going to come inside your store and do the photos there. Just until closing tonight.
So, I'm pretty sure you would have to go through corporate in order to get authorized for that.
Oh, no, it's cool. I asked Stacy at the mall office. She said it's fine. So we're just...
You asked who?
Stacy at the mall office. So we're just...
No, but you would have to go through Ask Luita. And you can't have the mall ask them that. You would have to ask Luita.
Well, just tell them we didn't even ask. Just tell them we just kind of... Just tell them we came in and set up. I'm just going to bring my throne in, and we're going to bring all the camera equipment, and do the Santa thing in there.
I have a customer, so I'm sorry. I don't know if this is a prank call, but we can't do that.
Oh no! We won't be any bother at all. You know, we'll bring you more business.
Have a nice day.
We'll bring you more business, ma'am.
That lady doesn't want to make more money. Okay, whatever.
Express, can you hold, please?
All right.
Thank you.
What were you waiting for? Can I help you?
Oh, hey, this is Dave over at the Cardinals Clubhouse across from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, can you, how you doing?
Fine.
That's
How's
good.
It going?
Pretty good. Pretty busy over here.
Okay.
Yeah, can you just stop? Can you please stop looking at me like that? Like,
what are you talking about? You guys have too much time on your
hands. No, I'm serious. I'm trying to do my job, and you're just over there giving me snake eyes. Like,
every time I glance
over there, you're just over there just looking at me.
All right, I'll stop.
Okay, I'd really appreciate it. Like, I don't know what your problem is. Like, just please stop
all
doing
right. Okay, bye.
Thank you so much. That was kind of a waste, wasn't it? Oh, look at this. We got the shoe stores, Foot Locker and Finish Line. They always seem to get riled up when somebody confronts them about something completely stupid.
Hey, this is Santa Claus here in the mall downstairs, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, like, everyone's... you know, the moms are all telling me that you're up there talking shit.
We is?
Yeah, because I used to work at Payless, and I don't know how you know that.
Uh-huh.
But you're saying...
You're Santa Claus downstairs?
Yeah. Yeah, and you're saying you're glad that we went out of business and everything, and then talking all this. I don't see what your problem is. I'm just trying to do my job.
Just trying to do what? So you the Santa Claus downstairs trying to do your job?
Yeah, are you the one that's like talking shit about me to all the moms?
Not at so all the moms talking. I can't even talk.
Yeah, I know it's you because like everybody's telling me it's you.
How you know it's me?
I don't, like, because they're telling me. Like, I don't see why you have to be like that.
They saying by name?
No, just the employees up at Finish Line. Is it you or is it the other guy?
So all the employees.
I guess. I don't know. Like, what's your problem? Like, what we do to you?
So who are you?
Why'd you put me on speaker?
I was just trying to see so everybody could hear, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, look, are there other customers in there right now?
No, it's not.
Oh, fuck. I wanted to curse real loud and make the customers look. Attention, customers of the Finish Line. You are all a bunch of bitches. You're a bunch of bitch-ass hoes. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you still there?
Oh, man. I thought you hung up on me.
Nah.
I was trying to prove you wrong that, you know, there was no customers in there, but I guess you were right.
I told you.
Okay, so well.
Who are you
in? This is Santa Claus downstairs, and I used to work at Payless Shoes, and everyone's saying you're talking shit about me for you know, losing my job and everything, and I don't appreciate it. Please stop.
I think you got the wrong number.
Oh, no, it's the Finish Line. You're the only Finish Line in the mall.
So you the Santa Claus that worked downstairs?
Yeah, I've told you that like 7 times now, you fucking idiot.
Hey, dude, wow.
Hey,
dude, can you
fuck with me? Hey, tell that guy to shut the fuck up.
I said, I apologize for that. I didn't mean to talk shit on you like that.
Okay, well, just thank you for the apology, and please don't do it anymore.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, and tell your coworker to shut the fuck up.
Hey, they come in. They told you to shut the fuck up.
Well, I told him to shut the fuck up first.
Damn, that's wild.
All right, well, hey, I love you.
All right, man.
All right, bye.
What?
We didn't hang up properly. Oh, okay. I guess I shouldn't have said that.
They probably hung up because they heard me say that. I'm such an idiot. Let's try Foot Locker and see if I get any better responses from them.
Foot Locker, how can I help you?
Hey there. This is Santa here in the mall.
Uh-huh.
And, I keep getting all these moms of these kids. I'm you know, doing the photos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all telling me that you're talking shit about me.
Doing what?
You're talking shit about me, about the mall Santa here.
Are you being for real right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm completely for real. I don't know if it's you or if it's someone else in there. But and I don't know. And I don't know if you realize that I used to work at Payless. They're like saying that you're laughing because, you know, my shoe store went out of business and you guys are better anyway.
No.
Well, I don't know.
No, I'm really busy. Did you need something or?
Yeah, I need to ask you to please stop talking shit about me to all the customers.
Sir, nobody's ever even been down there to see you.
I know. Because you're being a coward and you're doing it from up there. I think she's all special because she's on the second floor.
I'm down here in the basement. Whatever. So I'm going to have to quit. You know, I don't know how long this show is going to be. I've been recording for 2 hours now, and I'm only on the Fs. So, I don't know. Here, let me just pick a few. I'm just going to hand pick a few. Oh, yeah, here's the Helzberg Diamonds. Those are always fun. I have to call them Hot Topic, maybe. Yeah, I'll try them. Journeys and Justice. Here's another Akay's Jewelers. Hopefully these all pick up. There's Master Cuts. I already did them. Oh, what the hell? There's Santa's Workshop. But there's no phone number. Darn. I didn't see that before. It says it's on the lower level, near Macy's. Okay. All right. So I've got a few more here that I'm going to try and call and be silly at and see what happens.
Go Toys and Games.
Hello. This is Santa here in the mall.
Yes.
Do you have any customers in there right now?
Actually, I do.
Okay, yeah.
About 8 to 10 people in here.
Oh, great. That's perfect. Yeah, the mall said during my downtime I should call up some of the stores as Santa and just kind of spread some holiday cheer. Do you have any customers I could speak with? You just be like, you want to talk to Santa?
Not at the moment, I don't think.
What? No, well, you just said there's 8 to 10.
Thank you.
Well,
yeah, I've got a line.
Yeah, that person right there. Well, you don't have to be on the phone. Just hand the phone to a customer. The mall said I had to.
I understand. No problem.
What?
I understand.
I'm just going to be like, ho, ho, ho. Can I talk to that lady that's there right now?
Like I said, I got a line, so I can't really.
Well, just hand her the phone. Hand her the phone. Just be like, here, this is for you. Ah. I want to talk to at least one customer. I don't know what I want to say to him.
Amy's Hallmark. This is Mary. Can I help you?
Hey, Mary. This is Santa here in the mall.
Okay.
And the mall was saying I needed to just kind of call around and talk to some customers. Do you have any customers that are nearby that you could
say? Hang on just a second.
Santa's on the phone.
Hang on just a minute.
Okay. Oh.
Hi, Sandy. How can I help you?
Hey, Sandy. This is Santa here in the mall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The mall office was saying that I need to just call up some of the random stores and try and talk to some of the customers. Just spread holiday cheer as Santa.
Really? Why don't you come down here and spread holiday cheer with our customers?
Because I don't want to. I don't like your store. I don't like the way it smells.
Oh, great.
But, yeah,
okay.
If you could just put a customer on the on the phone.
I can't. There's only two men sitting here, and I don't know if they want to talk to Santa or not.
Well, just ask them. Just say, hey, you want to talk to Santa? I'm not going to sell them anything. I'm just going to spread cheer.
Santa's on the phone. Do you want to talk to Santa?
I don't.
He doesn't. Sorry.
Can you tell him he doesn't have a choice?
No, I'm not going to tell him he doesn't have a choice. I'm running a business here, dude. Can't talk to my customers that way.
Can you tell him I have an amazing special offer that he won't want to turn down?
I'll tell him to come down and see you. How's that?
It's like a timeshare.
I'll tell him to come down and see you.
No. Just put him on the phone. Say, hey, it's about a timeshare from Santa.
All right. I'm going to let you go, what Santa. About, you get to work.
What about the other customer?
There were two men. They both shook their head.
Were they together?
Yes.
Like together?
I have no clue. I'm going to let you go because this is getting a little inappropriate and I'm at work. Goodbye.
Hey, being gay is not inappropriate. I don't like that lady's attitude. It's 2019, man.
Thank you for calling Hillsburg Diamonds. It's Joe. How can I help you?
Hey there. It's Santa from here in the mall downstairs.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling to let you know I'm going to be coming up there in just a few minutes. I'm going to be doing like a kind of a thing in your store.
A what?
I'm going to be doing a thing in your store as Santa Claus. You know, I'm in character as Santa. I'm taking a break from the photos and I'm coming up to your store.
All right. Hang on a sec.
All right.
This is LaTanya. What can I help you with?
This is Santa here in the mall. You know, I'm downstairs doing the photos.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I'm going to be leaving my throne here in a minute. I'm coming up there to come in your store and do a thing.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to let you know about that before I come in. I'm going to be coming in there with a boom box, and I'm going to be rapping.
In our store? You can come. You can do it outside the store.
Oh, no, I'm doing it in the store.
Oh, you can't come in the store. We got people looking at merchandise.
I know. It's fine. It'll bring people in. It'll bring more people in.
We'll see, Santa.
I'm going to be doing a rap, though. You know, like I'll come in with a boom box, like an old style 80s boom box, and I have a microphone.
Okay.
I'm going to MC. I'm going to be like, my name is Santa, and I'm here to say.
Are you going to every store to do that, or just Hillsburg?
Just Hillsburg tonight, because, you know, I don't have time.
Okay.
I can't be everywhere at once in one night. That'd be stupid.
Well, that's not what we heard. We heard you can be everywhere at once.
Oh, you got that, didn't you?
That's fine.
But yeah, I'm going to be jumping up on the counters and like singing and rapping and stuff.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
No,
Who is this?
This is Santa downstairs.
Okay, Santa.
It's like the slow time of night, so I'm going to be putting up my sign saying out to lunch, and I'm going to be up there to rap.
Okay, we'll see you when you get here.
I'm going to be jumping on counters. I'm going to be grabbing necklaces and doing a helicopter over my head.
Who is this?
It's Santa, once again.
Okay, Santa. We'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to join me,
bye.
Right? You're going to, like, you know, like, cheer me on and all that. Got to get in the Christmas spirit, lady. Wow, that was a great rap I did as Santa there a minute ago. I totally freestyled that, believe it or not, that half of a line. Here's the other jewelry store.
Thank you for calling K Jewelers. This is Jake speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Jake, this is Santa here in the mall downstairs.
Okay.
I'm the one doing the photos, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to be coming up to your store here in a minute. Do you have a lot of people in there?
As of now, I only have one guest in the store.
Okay, well, your store might fill up because I'm going to be coming up with a boom box. You know, like an old-style boom box. I'm going to come in there and, like, jump up on one of your counters and rap.
I can't have you on the counter, but...
Oh, no, it's cool. I mean, I'll put my feet on the edges of the counter so I don't break the glass.
Yeah, you can bring that boom box in.
Okay, yeah, I know how to do it. You know, like, I'm not actually fat. It's just a suit. So I don't think I'll break anything. But I'm going to be up on the counters, like, dancing and rapping.
Yeah, I can't have you on the counters.
No, I'm definitely getting on the counters. That's like a part of the thing. That's what I've been training for all year.
Nope, can't have you on the counters in here.
Okay, well, what are you going to do if I get on the counters? Like, you can't just yell at Santa because I'm Santa.
Okay, I'll have security remove you.
Okay, well,
I have glass counters. I can't have people standing on my counters.
I know, but I'm gonna walk on the edges of them. You know, where all the support stuff is.
Is this trip?
Is this what?
Is this trip?
What do you mean trip?
What am I, guest?
Oh.
I mean, you're more than welcome to come in, but I can't have you on my counters.
No, this is Santa from downstairs.
Okay.
Okay, all right, so I'm going to be in there to jump up on the counters in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
You don't have a problem with the boombox being extremely loud, right? Because it's going to be rap music.
can't have anything too loud in here, and as long as it's not disturbing business, you can come into my store.
Well, it's going to be really loud, and I'm going to have a microphone to do my rapping.
Then I'm going to ask you to leave.
It's just beats. It's not actual rap. It's just beats. Mm-hmm. So there's not going to be any cursing in it.
Okay. I mean, if it disrupts business, I'll have to ask you to leave.
Okay. But, I mean, if I do freestyling, though, so there could be cursing, but I'm just saying I don't typically curse in my raps.
Okay.
Do you have any, like, thick gold chains that I could wear?
I can't put anything out of the case on your neck.
Yeah, just cheap stuff, though. Just, you know, just blingy, you know, like, you know, just big, thick chains. And I could just kind of grab them and put them on, like, as if it's, you know, I just see them and I'm like,
oh. I can't pull stuff out of my case for that.
Well, I know, just leave them on the counter and I'll just,
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because it's a jewelry store.
Well, it sounds like you hate Christmas.
No, not really.
Well, why aren't you cooperating then?
Because I have certain policy and procedures I have to go by because I like my
but
job.
Just tell them this is Santa. You know, I'm Santa.
Okay.
And, you know, Santa gets special treatment.
Okay.
I'm basically like Carrot Top.
Yeah. Well, as long as you don't disrupt business, you can come in.
Okay. Well, I'm going to disrupt business, but it's going to be in a good way. It's going to bring people in. If by disrupt business you mean bring you more business, then yes, that's happening.
Okay. Go ahead, stop in.
Okay, do you have a speakerphone?
I don't.
Shit, I was going to make an announcement. I mean, shoot.
Mm-hmm. Anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. I'll see you in just a minute.
Okay.
You'll hear me coming with my boombox. I'm going to have the beats playing so people follow me in.
Okay.
All right, love you. Bye.
Things remembered.
Hi, this is Santa here in the mall. You know, downstairs and doing the photos with the kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to be coming up there in just a little bit, doing kind of a thing in your store. Do you have a lot of people in there right now?
We have about, like, 2 sets of customers, so 4 people.
Oh, that's perfect. Hey, could you put one of them on the phone? I just want to spread some holiday cheer real quick. The mall office told me I should do that occasionally during my downtime. Ma'am?
Hi, this is Candace. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Candace. This is Santa here in the mall downstairs, you know?
Hi.
Is this a... an employee?
Yeah, I'm one of the managers here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the mall was saying I should just talk to some customers, just spread some holiday cheer over the phone during my downtime. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Sure. I'll see you.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on just a second.
Ask if they want to talk to Santa.
Okay. Okay, hang on just a second.
Okay, thank
you.
Hi.
Hi. There's someone on the phone for you. Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. It's Santa Claus.
Yeah, talk to him. Hold it. Listen to him. Talk to him.
Can you believe that I'm Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm downstairs. You should come and get a picture with me. I'm Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Ho, 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 ho.
Talk,
you should ask your mom and dad, ask them to get the express package. Yeah. It's like $149.
Tell them you saw him downstairs.
I saw him down the stairs.
Oh, yeah, did I wave to you?
I saw Santa Claus down the stairs.
Yeah, was I like, ho, ho, ho?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see my reindeer out in the parking lot?
I've been really good.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad I've got you on the good list.
Yeah, and my elf is on a horse.
Yeah, elves love riding horses. That's what they do. Yep. Did you see my reindeer out in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out there waiting for me. We're going to fly away on our magical reindeer.
Yay.
It's going to be so much fun. What do you want for Christmas this year? A Mac? A MacBook?
I'm picking a music box.
Oh, a music box. That sounds amazing.
My grandma.
That's great. I bet your grandma's going to love that, isn't she?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. I bet your grandma's going to see that.
Yes.
I bet she'll see that music box and she'll just be like, ho, ho, ho. I love this music box.
Yeah.
That'll be your grandma.
Yes. And.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah? No?
Santa Claus?
Yep, I'm Santa. Talking to you. What's your name? Anyway, I'm bored.
Yeah?
Yeah. Totally. I totally agree. Ho, ho, ho.
And, my mom, we're at a Lego place.
Oh my gosh, Legos. I love Legos. Legos are my favorite.
Yeah.
I play Legos all year.
Oh yeah.
I love the Legos.
Yeah?
I got a Barbie house Lego. I play with it all the time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking for a Barbie dream house and a real doll. That's not what I'm talking about.
Holy cow. Yeah, no, I mean the Barbie Legos. I like the Barbie Legos. Have you ever played Barbie Legos?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should ask for Barbie Legos because those totally exist. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna snow again.
Oh my gosh, I love when it snows.
Ask him what his reindeer
like
to eat so we know what to leave
him. What does the reindeer like?
Oh, what do they like to eat?
Yeah.
Oh, they like dog food.
What?
Dog food, mostly. They love dog food.
They love dog food.
Dog food?
Yeah,
dog. Yeah, dog food and bologna. And bologna. Tell her dog food and bologna.
Thanks for calling me.
Oh, you're welcome. Say hi to your grandma for me. Hello?
Hi, Santa.
Oh, hello. Is this
Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah, that was so much fun. I'm exhausted now.
I've
talked to so many kids today. I'm sick of them, to be honest.
All right.
Okay, well, you have a great night, and I'm going to get back to picture taking.
All right, thanks.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho. Ho, oh, my God. I was not expecting them to put a kid on the phone. And I don't know why I wouldn't expect that, but, you know, usually they put adults on the phone, and I can just be insane at them. But no, there's got to be a kid in there buying a music box for her grandma. What a great place to end the show. I'm tired now. Kids are exhausting. So let's listen to some voicemails. Ho, 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 everyone.
Hi, I'm a person with a name. The most recent apartment show, so someone's lady said their name was Deanna or something like that, but you can fuck with people by being like, oh, Brianna, and they'll be like, no, Deanna, and they'll be like, oh, Rihanna, and they'll be like, no, Deanna, so that might be fun.
Yeah, and LOL.
I thought of also...
Great idea.
I don't know why, I just, when I heard Tenant, I just thought Lieutenant Tenant, right, and you could just be pre-military, not ex, like you're just... preparing to
Best
be in
idea
the military
ever.
And there could be
Can't
a military
this
ranking
idea
like
is.
Oh, I gotta speak
all right
this.
Thanks for the voicemail. Great ideas. I love ideas on the voicemails. They're great. Why wouldn't I want ideas
really
on the voicemails?
You're a good boyfriend and we do everything a boyfriend.
Okay, yeah, nice voice that you're doing there. I don't know what you're trying to say because your voice is stupid.
Brad. Hey. Oh, I see. I hear. I was made this. Sorry. I think I messed up on the phone with the last one because I clicked the wrong button.
Yeah.
I'm still
getting used
to
all of this.
New mobile phone. But the idea, I was
totally understandable.
You could pretend that you're
look, knobby guy, just find a better connection. I'm sure one exists over there. I don't know what you're trying to say to me, but holy shit, go to the public library or something. They've got to have a better connection than whatever you're using. I've been pretty nice about your voicemails, but holy shit, they're fucking awful.
Hey, Brad, it's Jack. First of all, happy 600.
Hey, Jack.
That's awesome, man.
Hey, knobby guy, you hear how Jack sounds? You hear how he doesn't sound like complete garbage? That's how you should sound. Like, don't use dial-up to call into the show. Get on a public payphone or something, if that'll make you sound better. Use something other than whatever you're using. It's awful.
I really just wanted to compliment you on that one particular bit you did with that person. Oh, man, you know the one I'm talking about.
No.
It was hilarious. You said that thing.
What?
And then they responded, you know, in that way.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, a little bit of some witty rapport.
Yeah,
and then they got
that's
a little
great.
Flustered. You know which one I'm talking about. Oh, man.
But you know what?
You know about the thing. Anyways, great job.
Thanks.
I look forward to more things like that. Thanks, man.
Yeah. At least I can understand you. That's all that matters. You know, in the voicemails, when we're communicating with each other by voice, make sure I can hear your voice, fucking knobby guy.
Hello, Brad. It's Apollo. I've noticed the last couple of times I called in, my voice sounded really crappy.
Yeah,
so I tried taking off my phone case, and I'm actually holding the phone closer to my head. Hopefully this one sounds a little bit better.
Yeah, it's better.
I'm still trying to find you a Christmas present.
I don't need
I've been
Christmas
really bad
present.
With my shopping.
It's fine.
And I'm actually surprised that last year you didn't make a big deal about how I happened to know your address.
Everybody
worry,
knows my address.
I have detective work myself.
I mean, just look at the fucking court documents. It's right there. Everybody knows my address. It's public record at this point. I really need to move, but I probably never will.
It's not anything that's blatantly obvious
like
that anybody else would be able to figure out. Wink, wink. But anyway,
Merry Christmas. Nobody will be able to figure it out except you. You're so smart, Apollo. Nobody can look up the court documents and see my full address and phone number.
And hopefully you'll have something headed your way in just a little bit.
I can't wait.
Bye.
It's going to be great. You know, I got a Christmas present from Ryan Jardina, who sent it to my P.O. box, which is a normal thing to do. Don't send it to my address, because it's on a public sidewalk in downtown. It's just going to get stolen. I bet you a lot of people sent me stuff to my home address, and people walking by through downtown are just going to find it and take it. Why would you send it there? You're a fucking idiot. Just use my P.O. box.
Hey, this is Paul. I'm so sorry to bother you again.
Okay.
I had sent a couple messages last week for those open spots in the Amazon Alexa network. Remember, for example, when someone says, hey, Alexa.
Okay, yeah, that's hilarious. Good job on that voicemail.
Hola, Brad. It's Christine.
Hey, Christine.
So, first, I got the zine. Fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably going to send you something back in the mail for
Hey, I sent a bunch of zines out. Did you all get them? Because a few people sent pictures of it, but not a whole lot of people, like on the forums and stuff.
The hobo days.
Zines.
Fucking list. Right. Okay. So, do you remember you have a list of, like, words that you cannot pronounce correctly? I would like to add that. Stifle. In not this last one, but the other one, you said stifle.
Like, what? The fuck is stifle? No. No.
Alright, I catch
the bus. That had to be just a drunk mistake or something. I know how to pronounce stifle. I would never pronounce it stifle. I mean, you know, I believe you in everything because sometimes I catch crazy things that I say during the post-editing of this show and I'm like, holy shit, what was wrong with me? Do I have brain lesions or something like Matt Hillock? But no, I know how to pronounce stifle. Somebody did mention something that I was pronouncing wrong and now I can't remember what it was. God damn it. But he was definitely right on the last, like two shows ago. But darn it, I can't remember what it was. It was something, and it was significant, and they were right. I was a big dummy, and they were like, add this to the list of words that Brad cannot pronounce. But I can't remember what it was. I don't know.
Hello, everybody. This is Brad from the future. The post-editing future. Which is happening the next morning. I'm very sorry that I didn't get this released last night. But I just now remembered the word, it's hexagonal. I kept saying hexagonal on the Solar Roadway show, and
I guess it's actually hexagonal. Oops. I thought there was a T in there. I don't think I've ever used the word hexagonal in real life. Why would I? But now I know. Hexagonal, not hexagonal. All right, back to your regularly scheduled voicemails. Future Brad, away!
Hey, Arby. Hey. This is Ethel Mertz calling.
Hey, Ethel Mertz.
My grandson told me about your show.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty funny. Especially when you prank call all those senior citizens.
Yeah, fuck those senior citizens.
You sounded like someone that I sucked off at a sock hop in 1941.
Yeah.
But anyway, my grandson's at the age where he just learned to pump off, and he's been spraying all over the place, so I gotta go now. Yeah, keep up the prank calls
clean it up.
And the phony phone calls. Bye, Arby.
All right, bye, Ethel Mertz. It was nice to hear from you.
Hey, Brad. This is Sparks.
Hey, Sparks.
I'm calling from some random payphone that's in Florida.
Sounds good.
Rest at stop.
Sound much better than Knobby Guy. Knobby Guy is, from now on, our base. I don't know, what would you call it? He's the baseline. He's like the low end of the spectrum of what you should sound like. Don't sound like Knobby Guy. I'm sick of Knobby Guy's voicemails.
So, I figured I'd just call you, because this is honestly the first time I've actually seen a payphone in what feels like forever, at least over down here.
How much does it cost?
And I figured, hey.
Anybody calling in from a payphone, tell me how much you're paying to call into the voicemail line. How much do payphones charge you these days? Is it a quarter? Is it 50 cents? Is it a dollar? I'm very curious about that, because I don't use payphones anymore. But I did see a payphone booth not too long ago that said they were 10 cents a minute. It probably was like a dollar minimum. But I don't know. I don't actually try them out anymore.
What better way to make use of it than to call you up and tell you, hey, I'm calling from a payphone.
Yeah, great.
Anyway,
good job.
Love the show. Hope you've had a great day. Hopefully the
great
calls have been going good this show.
Best day ever.
And catch you later.
I hope you enjoyed the calls in today's show, like the one where I talked to a three-year-old about Santa Claus and what reindeer like to eat and her grandma's music box.
Hi, Roy.
That was great.
It's me, Natalia Sarai from Mother Russia.
Hey, Natalia.
AKA North Carolina.
Yep.
Just had two quick questions.
Whatever.
One, what do you wear when you're doing prank calls?
What do I wear?
Like, what are you wearing now? Also,
I usually wear shorts, okay? Shorts and a t-shirt. When I go outdoors, I wear jeans and a t-shirt. When I'm indoors, I wear shorts and a t-shirt. That's pretty much it. Right now, I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt because I'm indoors.
Because Carol has been in almost every episode, and I love her to death, what do you think she looks like? And do you think, like, what's her background? Like, is she married or is she divorced?
She's married. She's married.
Like, I feel like she just developed her own personality. So you can answer those questions for me. It would be greatly appreciated. Hugs and kisses. Have a great 600th episode. Bye.
Thanks, Natalia. Yeah, I imagine Carol as being a married woman. She's a mother of several teenage boys that just run her up the wall. Her husband is never around. She just hangs out in the kitchen all day and cleans the kitchen and deals with her teenage boys as they run through the kitchen for snacks or whatever. She probably has snacks prepared for them when they get home from school. That's pretty much Carol's life. She just lives in the kitchen. She never sees her husband because her husband doesn't come in the kitchen that often. Maybe for breakfast or something. I don't know. That's my profile for Carol Gersberms. Hope that's
Brad,
a good one.
Brad, dumpster love again.
Hey.
I just wanted to ask you if you've ever thought about asking people if they've really been far, even as decided to use even to go want to do look more like. If not, you should probably do it. It's very fun. It confuses people and makes them disoriented almost.
Okay.
Have a good night. Ever thought about asking people if they've really been far, even as decided to use even to go want to do look more like?
Yeah, I don't know what he's saying there. I have no idea what you're talking about.
If they've really been far, even as decided to use even to go want to do look more like?
The go want that you look more like? I don't know what you're saying. I'll probably hear whatever you're saying when I'm post-editing this, but yeah, right now I have no idea what you're saying. Sorry.
Hey, Brad. It's Dr. Mrs. McNasty.
Hey.
I was just calling because I couldn't remember, like, what format you like to get lists in. I remember you saying that you like text, but I think you also like Excel. I know you hate Word.
No, like, actually, it doesn't really matter these days, because I used to complain back in the day when people would send me Microsoft Word documents or Excel documents or whatever other type of documents. I think these days, pretty much, I don't really give a shit anymore, because Gmail has gotten so good at just dealing with all of the different formats on their own, so I don't have to open them up myself. It all happens within Google Docs or whatever other online thing. I don't really care anymore. I use DocHub a lot to open documents so that I can edit them and, you know, cross out names as they come in. So I know I used to complain about that all the time back in 2012 or 2014 or whatever. But these days, things have advanced a lot, and you don't have to worry about that stuff anymore. I can pretty much see any format that you send to me. But thank you for being concerned about that, Mrs.
And that's like how
Nasty or whatever your name
how,
is.
Like what format you like those in. Mm-hmm. Also, Crimson, does he sound like he's being awkward because a girl is leaving a voicemail? Thanks, love you.
That's weird. Google Translate says, love you, suck. What? Are you saying I suck? What the hell, Mrs. McNasty, saying I suck? I didn't hear it. I'm just saying that's what Google Translate said. And I didn't understand what you said about Crimson. You know, the voicemails only come through to me in one headphone because I'm recording these in separate tracks. It's stupid. I really should fix that. Maybe I could hear better if I could hear through both headphones. And maybe that's the reason I can't hear a lot of things in the voicemail.
This is Ryan Digital, and it's 2019, December the 11th, and it's the 1 year anniversary of when I made my first prank call.
So oh, holy shit, that's crazy.
A lovely year at that.
Congratulations.
And regarding the payphone amounts, the ones by Vons and Albertsons, those both cost $1. Like, you put in 50 cents, and then you dial the number, and it tells you to put in another 50 cents. But the other two, they only charge 50 cents.
Whoa.
And the payphone on Signal Hill, I went back up there for another thing that was up there. And
yeah.
The first thing I did was I tried calling, I prank called a GameStop, and I called and I said I was from the corporate office, and Carrot Top is coming in to promote his new game, Raving Rabbits, and he's going to be getting all rowdy. And
it's going to get
kind
crazy.
Of funny, but then the phone just cut out for 2 minutes, and the phone said you get 4 minutes for however much I put in. So
bullshit.
That's bullshit. It just cuts out on you regardless of what you do. But I think that's all I can take about.
It's almost as if making prank calls from a payphone is a kind of a dumb idea. I don't know. I mean, maybe. it's kind of funny that you're doing that and everything. I remember I used to make prank calls from payphones, and every 3 minutes, the phone would ask me for another 80 cents or whatever, and I would put it in with my red box, and that kind of added to the prank call. They were like, what the hell? He's from a payphone. I don't get it.
Hey, Brad, prank call soda.
Hey, Dave.
I heard my voicemail from episode 599 of the Snowfire Show.
Yeah, that's
and,
nice, honey.
We good, were good listening job. To it, and I ended up getting some messages.
Good job hearing that.
From some other guys in Australia.
Oh, wow.
If it was Dave from Australia, and apparently my number was broadcast from playing my voicemail.
What?
So, yeah, it was good to talk to some...
Your number was broadcast from playing your voicemail? I didn't broadcast your number. What are you talking about?
Hello, Snowflash Show listeners in Australia. I'm looking forward to the next Hang Up the Phone Show, Brad.
Yeah.
I'm confident we will have one before the end of the year.
Yeah. I'll try my best.
We can do it.
Hopefully.
Take care. All the best with everyone, and talk to you soon. See
all right. Bye, Dave. I don't know what you're talking about. Your number was broadcast because you left a voicemail. What?
Oh, hey, hi, Brad, it's Corbin.
Hey, Corbin guy.
Congratulations on 600 episodes.
Yay.
Oh, my fucking God, how in the hell did you manage to do that?
I don't know. What the hell? What have I done with my life?
You're doing good. Happy holidays and all that other stuff. Merry Christmas.
You
Happy
too.
New Year's, blah, blah,
Corbin
blah,
guy.
Blah, 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 blah.
You're the best.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, bye, Corbin guy. Let's see. I don't know. There's a few voicemails left. Do I want to play any of these? Here's one from Sam's Club. I'm going to delete that one because you're sending it to the wrong voicemail. What the hell? Here's a Deep in the Heart of Texas. He has a minute and 21 second long voicemail.
Hey, Brad. It's Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Yeah, I'm not going to play all of this.
I'm cleaning up my apartment.
Unless you have something really awesome to say.
Right now, getting ready for this girl to come over to fuck.
Yep.
And I'm a little
That's
bit
nice.
Drunk. Anyways, I know that you just played my voicemail the other day. And I just wanted to explain that that thing where I was complaining about the guy who was really griefing you really hard and that was like going to blame another guy and punish him for your misgivings. He's on episode, I believe, 596 or 595. I think it's 596. And you just like called him up as like his property, I guess, something, and he was blaming you. Anyways, I also wanted to say, man, like, keep up the great work. 600 was okay.
Yeah, I feel like you think you explained something there, but you didn't. What are you talking about? Great voicemail. Maybe like call in and leave a voicemail before you get drunk, and then you won't have to waste time telling me that you're drunk. There's another 30 seconds of your voicemail left. I'm sure it says just as much, so I'm just going to delete it. Sorry for being such a dick. Let's play this last voicemail from Gordon Bombay.
Hey, Brad. It's Gordon Bombay.
Hey, Gordon.
I just had a quick suggestion for you for your Mr. Dobelina's Wonderful World.
Okay. Tell me your suggestion.
That show.
Let's hear it.
Instead of just doing the same prank call every episode, maybe just do a theme. Like calls where... Roy Scipion, Bragg making more money than you. I think that would be a great episode. There's a lot of those.
Yeah.
Or ones where you say, it's the darndest thing.
Yeah, let me find all those like, real quick.
Like in the recent episode with the blueprint. Those are always great.
But, yep. All right.
Anyways, keep up the great work.
Thanks,
bye.
Gordon Bombay, for the great voicemail. I don't know. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I had a good time in today's show. I loved all of the voicemails. They were all just perfect and great. And I wish all of the voicemails in every show were just like today's voicemails. How could I possibly want voicemails that are any better than today's voicemails? Thanks, everybody, for leaving your voicemails. If you'd like to leave a voicemail, the phone number is 814-422-5309. Please try to keep your voicemails under 30 seconds. I think I say that in the outgoing message on the voicemails, but the voicemails that I see here that are left for me to play on the next show are 58 seconds, 1 minute and 8 seconds, 1 minute and 1 second, 40 seconds. Well, that's not so bad, but yeah, there's a few that are under 30 seconds. I'm just reading the ones that are higher. Try to keep your voicemails short. That'll help you think about what you're going to say and just hurry up and fucking say it, god damn it. All right, I'm sorry, everyone. I shouldn't yell. It's late. I need to get to bed. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, David J. and Serial Shitter and Unfortunate Byproduct, Mike Hunt and Frank P. You guys are awesome for supporting the show. And if you'd like to support the show like these guys do, you can go to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/support. There's several other options on that page. If you support for $5 or more a month, you get an extra show every single week. They're called the Hobosodes, and sometimes they're better than these shows. Not all the time, but sometimes. Sometimes they're really short. They're like 10 minutes. Other times, they're over an hour long, like the Laugh Track Rachel show. That one was fucking awesome. For the most part, I think they're like 20 to 30 minutes long. And they're totally worth it. Everybody should be listening to those and supporting the show. Please do that. Thanks for listening. Here is a Christmas song by Mariah Carey and Marilyn Manson. It's one of those old duets they did back in the 90s. It's one of my favorite Christmas songs.
And I don't want you, and I don't need you. The world that you resist, there will be sure. It's not your fault that you're always wrong. The weak ones are there to just above the strong. You can't see the forest for the trees, and you can't smell your own.
know nothing about a Henderson file. I'm sorry.